one of the questions you asked was, how would this apply to real estate investors? Because we've got a lot of real estate investors that are listening to this audio. Think about it. The unconventional retirement plan is real estate. Because you start looking at this, and I say, during your lifetime, what if you could get into some of these properties that somebody else is paying for them for you? That's that leverage that we talk about. If you're able to borrow the money from the bank, and then you're able to lease out your properties, even if you lease them and have some negative cash flow. Now, whenever I'm looking at properties, obviously I'm going to look for things that are paying for themselves so that not only am I at least break even, but I've got some positive cash flow. What if you had negative cash flow? You know, I was talking to an attorney friend of mine one day, and I had referred over a client to him who was talking to him about a different type of issue because he works in a different area of law than I do. And they got to talking about real estate. And this attorney friend of mine called me like after that, and he said, you know, I'm not sure what that guy's doing. I mean, he was telling me about one of his properties. He's losing money on it. I mean, how crazy is that? I mean, that just sounds like a bonehead move. And I said, well, okay. I said, well, let's not talk about the client for a second. I want to talk to you about a new retirement plan concept. I said, I know you are a sole practitioner lawyer, so let me tell you about this. It's an awesome program. The way that it works is basically, I've got somebody lined up. You're going to contribute $1,000 a month to a retirement plan. And the way it works is like this. I have got basically a credit partner, let's say, that's going to make 90% of that contribution. So you're going to contribute $100 of that $1,000. Now, you've got to contribute that $100 all the time. Now, this other one, it's only going to contribute 90. Is that pretty good? And they said, are you crazy? 90? That's awesome. How can you get, you're not going to get that with a 401k plan. How are you going to get that type of a 90% contribution? I said, well, here's what's even better about it. I said, you've got to do this for maybe 30 years. And once you do this for 30 years, what's going to happen is that all of a sudden you're going to have an asset that's completely paid for. Maybe it's a $120,000 asset. Now, also, it's going to appreciate because it's an appreciating asset. So what's going to happen is that maybe at the end of that 30 years, even at a small appreciation rate, inflation rate, whatever it might be, it's going to double. So now you've got somebody else that's making 90% of the payments for you. You make just 10%, and then it has the potential to double over that 30-year period, maybe even more than that. He said, hey, I'm in. Tell me one of those. I said, well, let's talk about my client that I referred over to you again. He said, wait, what do you mean? I said, remember how you said they were crazy, that they were losing money? Well, it just so happened I took the exact same numbers from that client's real estate transaction, and I said, okay, they've got somebody, they've got $100 a month negative cash flow. This attorney was talking about how crazy they were, but then when I showed him how it could be a retirement plan concept through real estate, all of a sudden, he was in with both feet jumping at this opportunity to see how wonderful it was. It's a different way of looking at things. So you've got to really kind of determine where it is that you want to go because see, with that asset, that right there, let's go back to that Charles Schwab example. If Charles Schwab said you needed $230,000 worth of assets in order to have $1,000 of income each and every month, what if you had that retirement plan, that real estate right there that was $115,000, let's say. Then over a 30-year period, if it doubled over that 30-year period, which you're not even going to have to get much of an inflation or an appreciation rate, now you've got a $230,000 asset. A $230,000 asset is probably going to generate easy $1,500, maybe even $2,000 a month, depending upon you know where you are, what type of rent you're able to generate, and it's paid for.
So this is where we bring in an entrepreneurial approach. And of course,